Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another podcast. And this was actually an intercessory prayer weekend message on March the 5th. But sometimes, as I said, with the messages, because it will be on the conference line, it could be on Anchor. And so tonight is Anchor. So I just said I'll just do something a little different. And that may happen from time to time. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. And we come thanking you for another day. We're just thanking you for the wake up on today, mindful Monday. And we're just thanking you, Father, for the wake up. We thank you for the mind. We just thank you for touching our minds on today. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for what you have done for us today. We're thanking you for the strength you have given us today. We're thanking you, Jesus Christ, for being our Heavenly Father every day, all day. Every second of our lives, we thank you. So we thank you right now, Jesus. We just ask you, Father, go in hospitals, nursing homes. Father, touch us all. Be with us all. Help us, Jesus. We need your help every single day of our lives. And we just thank you. We just praise you. You speak on tonight, Jesus. Even though this message may have come another day, but here it comes again. You know, we thank you and we praise you for it. And we just say thank you. We just say thank you for it. We just say thank you for it. Thank you for drawing those that don't know you to draw them in Jesus Christ. Time is at hand. Time is short. So we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Remove every sin and stain.
Amen, amen. And hopefully everyone is having a great day as the evening is coming to a close on this Mindful Monday, March the 13th. And like I said, this was an intercessory prayer weekend message on March the 5th. And it's just sometimes that things just change. And when I put this on Anchor and when I put it on the conference call, you know, it may come out different on different days. So that just happens sometimes. It happens sometimes with the podcast for Let's Talk About on Friday nights. And it just may hit me to do it on another day or do partial of it on another day. So I just be directed of the Lord. Bless his name. On tonight, this message here. This message is entitled Sticks and Stones and the Breaking of the Bones. The scripture that I took this from was Isaiah 57 and 15 reads, thus wise. For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that dwell in the high and holy place with him also that dwell in the high and holy place. I'm saying that quite often. There's a meaning to that. Okay. with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Boy, I said that quite a bit. I said, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. But I kept saying that I dwell in the high and holy place. I dwell in the high and holy place. I don't think that was an accident, but that's all right. That's okay. Let me say, you know, we know of a saying that, that as a child, I know I've heard it often, that the sticks and the stones won't break my bones, but names will never harm me. I had to get that right. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Let me say that in such a slogan, I want to call that slogan or phrase, as it said, that there is some untruth in that phrase. Because the reason why is because if sticks and stones hit you, they're going to hurt you. And also with speaking that sticks and stones will break your bones and names will never harm you. Well, words do something. Words do something to us. Words have effect. And words, of course, they have a meaning. And I know that when words are said, you many respond to them, but when words are said, things happen. And so you have people that don't like words. Well, you know, I'll just say those are the ones that still have an anger problem and don't know Jesus Christ. They don't know him, but you say a name to them and it's out of their way and it's out of an ordinary. No. Something might happen. And so that just goes to say that the words can harm you. And the words can really, really make a problem. And the words could really make a heat. So with words, so we're seeing that the both of these things, the sticks and the stones and the words, they do hurt and they do say something. But with these words that say something, there's something that needs to be said of such. In terms of us as believers, as I be faith-based and bring this in, I always bring in reference to something in reference to grief and what grief be. And I always let it be known that, you know, as many think that grief is just through graveyard death, because that's what people focus on. They focus on the fact of grief and grief only when somebody is dying. But it's not. That grief is many things. That grief can be the loss of a job. A grief can be a divorce. A grief can be a series of things, because people are grieving it. Now, of course, you know, people don't like to have to do this, but it's something that's done. Whether they believe it or not is what it is. It's a grief to them because it bothers them. So it's this grief. Now, the same thing with these sticks and stones and breaking of bones and sticks and stones and the words that will never harm you. They're grief. They're grief because it bothers you. That's why someone will heat up if you say something to them that's not right. And same thing, if somebody was to hit you or somebody, you know, hit somebody else or something, well, guess what? It's grief. It bothers them because of the fact that they didn't like that fact that they got hit. So therefore, we can see that these issues here and these slogans that were said in reference to this, it brings grief. So the sticks and the stones and the breaking of the bones, they do something. And as believers, guess what? There's messages to us in these things. Even in these kind of things with this message, the sticks and the stones and breaking of the bones, as we're looking in Isaiah. And being letting it be seen, I think I said this, that first of all, who runs it all. Now, who runs it all and who's supposed to be running us? So, for thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, the one who has control. And he having control, whose name is holy, holy, he's holy. I dwell in the high and holy places. He's higher than, remember, that it had nothing to do with you, but he's sitting high and he's looking low. So, you know, he's looking at us and he's in that holy place. Now, we're supposed to be people of God and we're supposed to be behaving in a holy manner. And with him also, oh, guess what, is a contrite and humble spirit. Well, you know what? That transfers over to us. Us as believers. Us as believers, because when you have that contrite spirit, that repentant spirit, and you got that humble spirit, well, guess what? You'll watch things that you say and things that you do, that when that sticks in them stones and breaking of bones, you'll think about it. That you'll think about it in a sense of hurting of somebody when you say things, hurting of somebody when you throw a stone at them, like you pretty much are, when some kind of words can do that. Words can be just like a ball, just like a basketball that can hit you, and it hit you in the face. Yeah, it could be like a football that can hit you. It can hit you in the face. It could be that's anything that can hit you. So even these words that we say, so it's like them sticks and stones that are breaking of bones. That's what words can do. But that's why we have to have a contrite, and we have to have that forgiving spirit. But guess what we got to have with it, that we are told here? And humble spirit. That's what we're supposed to have, to revive the spirit of the humble, okay? To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. We are to help one another, and of course, you know, to compel others to come to have a repentant heart and to come to Jesus. And when they come into Jesus, you know, you're learning, you're getting that humble heart. So we as believers got to go that same direction, that we got to have that repentant heart. We got to be conscious of what we say and how we say it and what we do with one another. So believers, you know, believers get called names all the time. You know, in fact, Jesus said we would, that, you know, that we would be persecuted because of, you know, because of who we are and for who we belong to. Okay. So, you know, these things that we, guess what? It's like a hit. It's like a hit to us. Like with sticks. If we think about Stephen, the one that was stoned. We think about how stones were stolen in him. You know, guess what? It's done to us too. It's done to us too. And these names that be called to of us by people that don't believe. But what we are supposed to do, we are supposed to be humble. And being humble, and also, of course, you know, we feel in a certain way about all these things that are happening, even amongst in the house of the Lord with one another, that we have to get to that place of having that contrite spirit, you know, that repentant spirit for how we're feeling about each other and how we need to be humble and how we need to present as humble, even into one another, okay? Because that's what God wants of us. That's what he wants of us, that being of a humble spirit. And if we being of a humble spirit, well, guess what? Things happen. God be with us. He will help us to endure. Help us to endure when these sticks and stones that can break our bones, that we feel these things on us, that he will help us. So he will help us get by when we're feeling these things. So what happens is he gets exalted. The Lord gets exalted, as we're told in Psalm 75. 6 and 7. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south. But God is the judge, and he's the judge. You know, we even when how we say things to each other and what's being said to us, God is the judge. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to have that humble spirit. When those sticks and stones, the breaking of our bones, you know, we have to still have a humble spirit, even though sometimes it appears, it may feel to us that it's difficult, but God is the judge. And he put it down one and set it up another. That's why we got to be so careful, okay? That's why we have to be so careful how we treat one another and what we do and say with one another. That's why we got to do it. We got to be humble, because if not, then you see what happens in sticks and stones and breaking up the bones. You know, these are the kind of things that we do. So we have to be very careful of such. I'll be back shortly. The Anchor app, talking about the Anchor app. Anchor has made many changes, but Anchor remains the same. They still remain a great place to do podcasts. And they're also connected to Spotify as well as iTunes and other stations that they will connect you with. So we need to get on to the Anchor app, because the Anchor app is free. The Anchor app is free. Free and will monetize you. Yeah, monetize you. You don't get many apps to do that, but it's great. It's wonderful. They have a great Facebook group. Answer questions, and they're also on Twitter, and you can ask questions over there too. So you can get what you need from the Anchor app. So I say to you on today, get into the Anchor app, get on it, and see what it's like, that you can become a podcaster yourself on the Anchor app. So get on the Anchor app today and find out. Anchor. Talking about the Anchor app on today. Anchor, a good app to have. Enjoy the Anchor app. Bye-bye. I'm back. Talking about the sticks and the stones and the breaking of the bones. And like I said, you know, us being humble and the Lord making us humble, he gets exalted. As we're told in John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. He gives us the strength. He gives us the strength that he's doing the increasing and we're doing the decreasing, and we're becoming humble. When sticks and stones and breaking of our bones, you know, words and things be said to us, we remain humble and able to withstand these things that we are told that will happen. So we admonish also always to admonish what we're supposed to be doing. What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be praying. Prayer works. The sticks and the stones and the breaking of the bones and our responsibility of being humble, of a contrite spirit, being repentful when we say things we should not, do things that we should not. And giving that over to the Lord. So on today, if you feel like you're being picked on, you might feel like you're being picked on. But you know what? Endure. You know, things are said all the time. But if we remember who we belong to, guess what? that those sticks and the stones and the breaking of the bones, we will remain humble. We shall. We shall remain humble. We shall remain repentful. And God is with us because He said that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And we are grateful. Let us be. And I say on tonight, feeling picked on, just feeling some kind of way, I say to you, God be with you. And He is. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for the spirit of humbleness. We thank you. We just thank you, Father, for the spirit of being repentant when things are said to us, when we make that feel that sticks and stones and breaking of our bones that hurt us, these things. But Father, you help us to stay humble, that you help us to stay humble to you and your word, and to you and what you have given to us and how you touch our bodies and mind, soul, and spirit. May you be with us. We thank you. We just thank you, Jesus, for it all. We just say thank you with the praise on it. We thank you. And we just thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we lift you up. We know that time is at hand. Time is short. And again, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.